Corinthians. Well, let's take a look at 1 Corinthians. Just a little verse here, a little short little verse, but it's really very quite meaningful. Take a look at this. All right, look at 1 Corinthians. And first, we locate that book. Then after that, take a look at this, where Paul writes to the Corinthian church, and he talks about what it really, really means for them. In verse 9, he said, God is faithful by whom you were called. Now, that's an interesting phrase, whom you were called into the fellowship of his son. So with this morning, we're going to spend a little bit of time on just this phrase here. He called into the fellowship of his son. What is that all about? You know, I think this is something that we want to look at. So look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it was Paul chapter 1, verse 1. He said, I was called to be an apostle. That's not going to apply to us. That applied to Paul, and he walked worthy of his call to be an apostle. Right? Now, verse 2, same word call, but slightly different application. Called to be saints. Now, you notice that it is in italics, to be. So if you were to translate it properly, it's just simply, it can be called saints. That works. So now this is applicable to us. Now here is the third word, call. And call into the fellowship of his son. What does that mean? Well, that's what we want to try and understand today, this morning. What is it? Well, part of it has to do with the idea of the church. That God designed the church meaningfully. Who are the people who make up the church? They are called saints, sanctified, declared so by God. Not only that, they are called into fellowship. Now, that word is a very significant word. But what does that mean? Well, think about this thing here. I mean, that is something that we don't want to take for granted. Right? And the best, the clearest example of fellowship that of his son is actually found in the Gospels. Look at how Jesus called a motley group of people. Some were fishermen, one was a tax collector. You have a really mixed group. That's why we call it a motley group. And yet, through meaningful fellowship, this small group of people became a powerful band of apostles. How does that work? Through fellowship. So don't underestimate the power of fellowship. Don't underestimate the significance of fellowship. And this is something that we want to consider very, very carefully. You know, as I look at the way in which the team has related to all the people, the children, the little touches of fellowship can actually be seen very clearly. What is fellowship? It begins with befriending people. One of the worst things to do is to just stay aloof, don't talk to people, don't care about others, that there will never be any meaningful, significant fellowship. That would be a mistake. The challenge is to look into how we can have fellowship and the kind of fellowship. I like to call this the fellowship that counts. It may not seem like much, but you know, every little bit counts. Think about this. To see people care for Ariel or any of the other children, I think that's really special. I was there to conduct the funeral for Ariel's grandfather. And I was there, and we sat and we talked. And you know, it was so good to hear her speak about how she talked to Grandpa about faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm almost as old as her grandfather who passed on. And there is the little girl, 9 years old. Possible fellowship? With a 60-year span? Absolutely. Not only for her, but I went away blessed. I went away encouraged. I went away. This is so good. To see a little boy taking a little book, I am just so challenged to go and write some more poetry books for the children. I wanted to wait for a while to see whether the books will have any impact. This is why I have not written Milton. Just waiting to see whether it would be of really any significance. And to see the little ones liking the poetry, little poems, carrying those books, you know what? We have entered into a very special fellowship with these children. You see, fellowship is not about chit-chatting. Fellowship is not about talking. It's about where it counts for something. And this counts for something. Both sides are mutually encouraged and blessed. This is where it is. This is where it counts. Think about this. You know, I like the way that Jesus expressed it to his disciples. He gave them friendship. He taught them. He guided them. There were times when he had to also chide them. But look at the challenge that he said concerning ministry. And ministry and fellowship go together very strongly. In chapter 25 of Matthew, Jesus said this, to all, as a word of commendation to all who listen to what he said, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. And the righteous said to him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And Jesus replied, the king said, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. That's what we mean by the fellowship of his son. The challenge is to be able to see what we are doing and to see it as it were, we're doing it for Jesus, to Jesus. Now, this is absolutely wonderful. During the week at prayer meeting, I asked the people at prayer meeting to pray for some funds to be sent over to Kenya. And it was a little girl who died, unfortunately, 5 years old, from kidney failure. You know, and the hospital refused to release the body until the bills were paid. So funds were sent, and they were blocked, and we couldn't get it out. So again and again, so I asked, let's pray. And 2 days later, the funds were released. A five-year-old girl had 100 people in the church turning up to say farewell. That little girl died and was buried with dignity. There is our fellowship across the seas. See, fellowship is not just having lunch together and we ask each other how we are. This is concrete fellowship. It's a fellowship that counts for something. That is what we want to encourage. This is what is behind SSS4 planning to do something for the older ones. Because the class is made up of a lot of older ones, we want to share with other people what it means for us to be in touch in fellowship. So SSS4 plans for breakfast for those who read the scriptures, songs in the night scriptures. It plans for outreach to people as well. For the leadership retreat, SSS4 will actually sponsor all the meals as well. This is what we want to do. It is concrete fellowship, not conceptual alone. See, that's what fellowship is all about. And we don't just want to read the scriptures, we want to practice the things that we learn about. That's what we want to do. One of the most beautiful things about fellowship is the way God has equipped us to do this effectively. Think about this, right? Let's look at 1 Corinthians 1 again. And it is amazing how the Lord has not only called us to fellowship, but He has actually provided us with what we need to have meaningful, concrete fellowship. Look at this. Okay? Look at this that we are looking at. Verse 7. You come short in no gift. All who are involved in this, in the team looking after special needs, they all come from different backgrounds. One is a medical doctor, one is an army officer, one is an administrator. They all come from different group backgrounds. It doesn't matter. We all come with different gifts. And the giftedness enables us to have that kind of fellowship that is meaningful. And God has blessed our church with so many different things. I will write little poems, but I cannot draw to save my life. Thank God for people who can illustrate. There they are. Thank God for people who will work with the printers and they will go through all the little details to make sure they are done right. In fact, the most number of books we print is not the usual books that I have printed and then given out. That's nothing compared to what we print for the special needs. We print much more than that, and it's all given away. And this is how we see a combination of all kinds of giftedness. And there are some who said, Pastor, let me take care of that volume. I will print it and it will come from me. There are others who will contribute in different ways, but everyone with compassion. See, that's what we can have. The kind of fellowship is one that counts, one that is concrete, one that is marked by compassion. And once we have these three things combined together, our fellowship can be most meaningful. Why did Paul write about fellowship to the Corinthian church? Because that church was threatened. That fellowship in the church was threatened by different things. They were losing sight of their call from God. They were losing sight of what they needed to understand. What was that ministry that we were called to have? And they were pulling in different directions. And when they pulled in different directions, that's where the church sanctity, the church fellowship, the church focus could be lost. And this is why we guard our fellowship all the time. regard of fellowship so that we will remain focused. It must be within what we see in the scriptures. And it is a fellowship that counts for something. A fellowship that is concrete. A fellowship that is marked by compassion. This is what Bethany must seek to do. As we celebrate 46 years of ministry this year, let's remember this. Compassion, concreteness, that which counts for something. Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you that we can be called saints, called to serve you, but also called to enter into the fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray this morning that you will challenge our hearts to consider these aspects of fellowship. May there always be a heart that will care, that will have compassion. May our fellowship be concrete. May our fellowship count for something. We pray that you would bless. And as we give this love gift, help us to give it out of a heart full of love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.